This year's Tony Awards show, which honors Broadway's best, had a few surprises. Avenue Q, the show that uses puppets, four-letter words, and jingle-like tunes, beat out the favorites Wicked and The Boy from Oz for Best Musical.
I like romantic things like music and art. And as you know, I have a gigantic heart. So why don't I have a boyfriend? It sucks to be me.
Me too.
It was the first Tony nomination and win for Jeff Witte, who wrote the book Avenue Q.
I want to thank the Broadway community for embracing our show the way you have. It's meant so much to the entire Avenue Q family. And I'm crying, that's so embarrassing.
Felicia Rashad became the first African-American actress to win for a leading dramatic role. She portrayed Lena Younger in the revival of Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun.
Often I've wondered, what does it take for this to happen? And now I know it takes effort and grace, tremendous self-effort, and amazing grace.
Rashad's castmate Audra McDonald also won for featured actress. This was her fourth Tony in 10 years.
This belongs to Lorraine Hansberry. She is brilliant. She's prescient, and she is a legend who will always be around. Thank you so very, very much.
And best performance by a leading actress in a musical went to Idina Menzel. Last night's surprises were not just among the winners, but in the overall flavor of the broadcast. The producers wanted to attract more viewers by including entertainers who have never appeared on Broadway, hoping to bring Oscar-style glamour to the show. Some of the featured artists included Tony Bennett, LL Cool J, and Mary J. Blige. In addition to hosting the program, Hugh Jackman won for Best Actor in a Musical for portraying the flamboyant entertainer Peter Allen in The Boy from Oz.
Coming home used to feel so good. I'm a stranger now in my neighborhood. I've seen the world at a faster pace. And I'm coming now from a different place. Though I may look the same way to you.
That's Hugh Jackman at last night's Tony Awards ceremony in New York.